Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say, party people say, hey, it's a new day, it's a new day. Well, it's getting ready, everybody ready, yeah, for a new day, for a new day. Celebrate today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And this is our morning connection. How are you guys doing today? Here we are for another day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. It's just two guys. We're not talking about stuff that's so heavy, step-by-step programs, how to take your life to the next level. I've got to get to work right away. No, it's just two guys just talking about our journeys towards life, getting you to think about what you really want most in life. And we do it every single day. Just casual conversation. Two buddies, two bros. If you are into personal development and you're also into being the best you can be and always looking for strategies and distinctions on how to become that best person that you can be, using your talents. As I say, stepping into your big shoes. If you're like me, it's a never-ending challenge. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished in the past. You just know there's so much more out there for you to achieve. If you can just kind of arrange your thoughts and your actions, get a few more strategies, get around the right people, right? Figure out that combination to the lock. Put the pieces to this puzzle together, and again, step into your big shoes. That's the journey I'm on. If that sounds like you, then you're in the right place. I do this every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Again, I call it your daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. I just talk about the things that we all know, we've all heard. It's just that where we are today or this week or this month, the challenge that's right in front of us, we get to hear it all over again because we can apply it directly to what's challenging us most right here, right now, today. It's just a constant reminder of stepping up and doing the things that we know we need to do. That's all it is. For those of you who are new, watching this live video chat, or you're listening to a podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk, Radio Stitcher, I want to take the time to introduce myself. My name is Skip LaCour. I am a speaker, I am a coach, and I'm a business owner. I help ambitious men understand and actually execute effective leadership and influence skills so they achieve their goals in life with more certainty, clarity, and confidence. And I do this through many ways, but I help men create the lives that they really want. And because they do so, they spend the majority of their time with the people they really want to be with. So if you want to know more about these confidence and leadership strategies, something I'm really proud of is I'm the creator of the Manformation Personal Development Program for Men. Check out manformation.com. So many articles, blog posts, videos, and a podcast there. Also, you can go to Skip LaCour Coaching. You can see what coaching is and what if that's something that you're interested in. If you love this type of stuff, maybe we can create a relationship. And I can help you one-on-one take all this great motivational material that you find here and all over the internet. You can actually apply it sooner rather than later and take your life to meet those goals that you've been dreaming about. And that's what I want to talk about during today's connection, our morning connection, this live video chat, and actually achieve them sooner rather than later. So you can see if those are really the things that you really want, that they're really going to make you happy. In my former life, I was a competitive bodybuilder. I was a six-time national champion competitive bodybuilder. I still do help a lot of men achieve their bodybuilding and fitness goals. You can go to skiplacour.com to check that out, skiplacour.com. I mean, there are literally hundreds of articles, hundreds of podcasts, and hundreds of videos on that website. If you are most interested in taking your body to the next level, I mean, 25 years of that focus, you can find what you need at skiplacour.com. Like I said, I'm still heavily involved in the bodybuilding and fitness world, having so much experience and so much time and energy breaking down those strategies. I own and operate Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality, most effective bodybuilding and sports nutrition products. You can check that out at massmachinenutrition.com. Like I said, I am a coach, I am a speaker, and I'm a business owner, but most importantly, my guy just like you. always striving for higher and higher levels to get more enjoyment out of life. So what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about a challenge that I see a lot of us. If you're a type of person to be interested in this kind of motivational material, and now, this isn't the only place you come to hear it. I respect and I'm flattered by you taking the time to listen to me, but I know this isn't like your first trip down this road. And if it is, wow, I'm really happy to be the first person to introduce personal development and personal growth, this type of motivational material to you, because I have fond memories of Zig Ziglar. He was the first person that introduced me to this world, this way of thinking and doing. And, you know, Zig Ziglar died a couple years ago, but he has a really special place in my heart. I just happened to talk to a gentleman all about Zig Ziglar, and it's many, many years later since I've gone on this journey. So if you're young and you're being introduced to this, you're on an amazing journey that you'll never know what your life would be like if you didn't go on this journey. If you're in it, let's lean in. Let's get more into it. I mean, life is all about whatever the goals it is that you want now, and in the future, it's all about that mental toughness conditioning, leaning in, breaking down the strategy, but really putting that effort behind it, emotion, that passion behind all the strategies to make it really happen. So the challenge that I see for a lot of people, and I myself from time to time, it's like we love this stuff. We love the growth. And if you really think about it, you're one out of just a few people who are into this, that realize how powerful your mind is and how you have to develop that just as, it's just as important, it's more important in many ways as the strategies that you use to reach your goals from get to where you are right now, point A to point B, right? That puts you in a select group. Sometimes when we know we're special, we're unique, we're different than the rest, there's something I need to kind of caution with. Sometimes that feeling of being unique and different and special, that's one of these feelings that we all love and we all need to some extent. So just the fact that you're on this personal development journey can make you feel special. That can curb your appetite to actually achieve those goals that you say that you want. So I want to just kind of point that out first and foremost, right? Many times that you have the courage and the confidence, it puts you in a, even more of a select group because you actually have a plan. You've even taken the time to figure out your life goals, five-year goals, one-year goals. And you know the people around you, the majority of people, aren't like that. It makes you more and more special. Again, when we feel special sometimes, that it satisfies our appetite for that success, to reach that goal that we say that we want. So that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And, you know, I am a big fan of personal development. I've been going to seminars now like for 30 years, and I'm really familiar with the people who are drawn to that type of environment. It's the connection with other people. It's feeling special. Hey, we're different. We're taking our lives to the next level. It's they're in love with the whole process. I call them, well, I think it's a common term in that world, seminar junkies. Seminar junkies. And the challenge, you know, I'm all for people getting whatever it is they want in life and their goals and their journey. And the bullseye, no matter if it's to have a Lamborghini, a big house, to win a bodybuilding trophy, have big muscles, you know, have the girl of your dreams, whatever it is, whatever achievement, accomplishment, status, whatever it is you want, it's you believe that it's going to make you happy in your heart. Everybody's bullseye, no matter what their goals or how they go about it, is hit that bullseye of being happy. We've just figured out, or we believe there's different ways that we're going to go about our journey to make ourselves happy. But everybody's bullseye is happiness when it all comes down to it, right? Sometimes you being just creating goals and being able to visualize it and see it and feeling you're special and different and you've taken the time to do all this that none of your friends do, sometimes that makes you happy, certainly in the short term. And the seminars are just filled with seminar junkies. Actually, that was always my challenge because I want to believe that I'm not one of those guys. I want to believe that the material, the motivational material, was awesome. It was amazing. But it just got me going to really, you know, drive to where I want it to be. And I realized that I was in a select group that a lot of people in all these seminars, they just they reach their goals just by being happy, just by being on this journey. With the emergence of the internet and so many motivational tips and everything like that, and people using terms like grind, hustle, I'm doing work, right? And the strategies, and they belong to a certain tribe, they're getting those same feelings of the seminar junkies. They're getting them from the convenience of their own home or behind their phone or their laptop, desktop, or whatever. And they're getting filled up. Their drive, without knowing it, is being curbed. That appetite for actual achievement, because they feel good, because they have this goal, and they're thinking they're really special and different. Right? It's a common trap that I want you to be aware of, that you feeling good just because you set a goal. And I'll tell you, I could talk to a lot of people. I do it all the time. That's what I do with my coaching. I help men take their lives to the next level. But they got to get clear. They got to get focused. Sometimes they're great guys who are willing to work hard. They just lack objectivity and perspective. And you've got two people, them and me, just totally focused on their life, that we can pick it apart and just bring them more clarity and more confidence in the direction that they're going. And sometimes we're too in it ourselves to understand certain things. So coaching is very valuable to help you achieve your goals. And, you know, they're not new to this stuff. They are not new to they. What do you want to achieve for your life? Man, boom, boom, boom. They can rattle it all off, all the feelings, all the emotions, all the material possessions. They have no challenge, you know, being able to tell you it. They have it written down even. I mean, and I just think that for a lot of people, man, after they line that all out, that hunger, that drive, that passion, to that grit to actually make it happen, man, it goes down significantly. That is the trap of personal development I see a lot of times. So it's something that you want to think about. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on my Periscope channel, that's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOUR PAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. Now, let me give you a real dose of reality when it comes to goal setting. You know what? That short-term feeling about feeling so accomplished, so special, so different just because you were able to visualize a goal, you know, you need to pat yourself on the back. Appreciate that. That puts you in a select group. You're definitely on your way, but the job is not finished. Now, I try to be positive and have you focus on the positive, but the truth of the matter is, just because you've set a goal, just because you're determined to do whatever it takes and find the strategy and hang around the right people, you know what? Look, if life was that easy, you just set a goal, you put your head down, and you would just achieve it, then everybody would do it. The fact of the matter is, and this is just part of the process, this isn't being negative, you set out on any journey in life, It is perfectly normal. The people you admire most, the people you deem as successful, they will tell you, if you got them in a very candid moment, right, and they're and it's not an internet facade, they fail like all the time. They go out on a journey, they set a goal, and 9 times out of 10, it's number one, they fail. Number two, when they get there, it's not what they thought it was going to be, right? And number three, it doesn't last as long, whatever that success, it doesn't, they don't get to ride into the sunset. They might have a 5 year or 5 month stretch of time where they achieve those feelings that they want. Again, the bullseye is to make us happy, right? You need to not be so satisfied with yourself just because you set a goal. You need to hurry up and get on that journey. And actually, you know what? You need to hurry up and achieve it, not just go out on the journey. You need to hurry up and achieve it. You need to find out as soon as possible, not when you're 35, 45, 55, or 65. You need to find out as soon as possible, because the chances are great that you're not going to achieve that goal. Now, here's the good part about that. Even if you don't achieve that goal, you moving in a direction, you might gain intelligence or insight to make adjustments and find success in a different area. But it wasn't in that path that you set the goal and you wrote on your dream board or you had on a piece of paper, right? So even when you fail, again, there are great things that can come out of it. But you need to find that out as soon as possible, right? Again, here's the other thing is, like, and take it from a guy, and most achievers, if you really listen, right, not to the fake internet motivational speakers that, they're doing their best, they're stepping up, it's their own journey, right? If you talk to most achievers, they will tell you, if you really listen, but you may be blind to this, they will tell you the feelings and emotions that they thought that they were going to get by achieving a certain goal, it's not what they thought it was going to be once they achieved it. Now, are they appreciative? Yes. From that plateau of achievement, did they make different, did they go in a direction that finally led to that bullseye, what they really wanted, happiness? Yes, but they had to achieve it first to see that, right, to make those adjustments. If you spend your whole life saying, I'm going to do this someday, and you feel good, and just say you're 25, and you've been saying that for 10 years, right? You have no idea if you're going to do it. Look, just because you have the intention, just because you have a set a goal, man, life is challenging if you haven't noticed that. Even when you are fully committed, you may not ever reach that goal. Again, you can make adjustments. Number two, it may not even make you happy. I hear this all the time in our fitness tribe. I know a lot of you know me from that fitness tribe. They think when I have the abs or I win the local title, I'm going to be so happy. And then they get the abs and then they have the trophy and then they go, well, let me just get deeper abs or more Instagram pictures or the regional title. And then they get that and that still doesn't make them happy. And if it sounds like, I know what I'm talking about, I do, And I'm not saying that you can't appreciate that journey, but I'm just telling you, you have to actually achieve it to then say, is this making me happy? Because you need to hurry up and find out, because if you need to make adjustments, well, number one, you get to enjoy it. You think it's going to make you happy. You can enjoy it sooner in your life. I mean, real long-term fulfillment, if you believe and it actually does happen, rather than this little snack, I'll feel good when I do it, right? And then you'll be able to make those adjustments. Like I said, even if you do achieve it, it may not make you happy. You may have to go on to step two, step three, the adjustments you make in life. Number three, which is really important, you can just start a business. Let's just say technology. When you do that, you love it. You're really to just work hard and do it. You're done talking about it, and you're not getting so many great feelings just by talking about it to your friends. Someday I'm going to do it. And you actually achieve it, that might be awesome. But guess what? Technology changes all the time. That ride that you worked so hard for that took you 8 years to actually achieve, it may last for 2.5 years. And guess what? You got to pick up the pieces from that point of intelligence, make adjustments, and then go on to the next thing. Hurry up and achieve that goal to see, because what you need to do to actually reach that goal of bullseye. And if you really listen closely to the real people who are successful, who are giving you advice, they're telling you this in ways that maybe that up until this point you really didn't earmark. You just see their success. You see their Lamborghini. You see their national championships. You see their Instagram followers. And you assume, just like they did before they got that was going to make them happy. But if you read between the lines, they're going to say, look, I'm on the second part of this leg or the 18th part of this leg, and I'm going for total fulfillment. Keep on doing it. I'll help you do that. But there is more to all this, and you need to start looking at that. Because if you can't get yourself going to actually achieve things, then you're just not fully convinced that it's going to give you the feelings and emotions that you really want. And there may be somebody who's achieving so much more than you. He has all that stuff. You know, he's just more convinced than you that it's going to make him happy. Will it? I hope it does. Hope, you know, if you really talk to the person or you watch them closely or how they live their life in other areas, they'll be able to tell you if what they work so hard actually hit that bullseye of happiness. Right? So go in there and do it. I just want to say good morning to you guys for showing up. Hello, Dan. Hello, Khalil. I'm doing awesome. Thank you. Hello, Abdul. Jim. Jim is always here. I really appreciate that. Araf and Sasi. I really appreciate you guys being here. You know, those are some things I want you to remember. Hurry up and reach that goal, damn it. If you really think it's going to make you happy, hurry up and achieve it so you'll see. Right? One quick story I remember, and I wonder if you can relate to this. I don't know how many years ago this was, but it was like within 10 years ago. I was in my storage unit, and I saw a journal, a detailed account of my life that I would religiously write in every single day. I was really consistent with it because I was sold on the fact if you document your life, you know, you probably heard this about journaling if you're in personal development. If your life is worth living, it's worth journaling. Right, I can see the benefits of that, but here's the thing: the benefit of journaling is that 10 years ago or so, I looked at a journal that was from 10 or 15 years ago, and I looked at it, and I read it. All my goals, all my dreams, who is all about what I want, and I stopped and I said, you know what? Hey, I have a few more championships, a few more accomplishments, achievements under my belt. I live in a different city, maybe have a few more things, but this is the same exact person who was writing this 10 or 15 years before. What has really drastically changed, right? I wonder if you can relate to those feelings. But you know what? The greatest thing about documenting in that journal and recording my thoughts and then especially finding that is that that was something that shocked my nervous system. I realized that maybe I was getting so much fulfillment out of the journey, out of this, and I wasn't hitting my bullseye, having that happiness and fulfillment that I enjoy now, which is a whole different life. If I were to look at that journal now, my life is totally different, the feelings and emotions, because I grew. I gained objectivity, perspective, right? And then I used all my hard work and ambition and intelligence, whatever, to go more directly for what I really want. I'm really excited about where I am and especially excited where I'm going from this point forward, because we all have to continually grow and evolve, and I wish you luck on your journey. Look, if what I've said makes sense to you and you want that kick in the butt, a little dose of objectivity and perspective, I want you to reach out. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, MC for Morning Connection. And I'm just going to ask you your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through right now, that one you just can't seem to get enough perspective on. Can't seem to work yourself past. And we all have that biggest challenge, no matter what we've accomplished, where we are in our life right now. I have a biggest challenge, right? We all have a biggest challenge, no matter what we've accomplished, how appreciative we are for our lives, right? But what is that for you that you are determined to finally break through? And when you leave me your phone number there, then what I do throughout my week in between coaching clients and Mass Machine Nutrition and all the things that I do, my family is really important to me, and if I haven't put enough pictures of my kids online, just tell me, and I'll put a whole bunch more on there for you. Just kidding, right? is that I make these random coaching calls to people just like you and me. I want to be that person who helps you make that shift in the way you're thinking so you actually achieve your goals. So that's our morning connection for today. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day, guys. Really appreciate you taking the time and doing this for yourself. I'm gonna give it my all.